Hello, everybody. Welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is how your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. In this episode of OT Conversations, I would like to talk to you about one of the very basic tools or furniture or almost a symbol of rehabilitation. It is this thing called wheelchair. That's right. So let's talk about the wheelchair. They are essentially mobility aids, and they are designed for people who has difficulty with walking, or they cannot walk because of problems, either because they're ill, they have injury, they have disabilities, for example. When we're talking about wheelchairs, there are different types, and there are some considerations that you need to make when you are thinking about prescribing a wheelchair to your clients, or you want to have this kind of discussion to your clients. The type of wheelchairs, there are around, in general, there's just about three kinds. One would have been the manual wheelchair. The second type would be those wheelchairs that are controlled electronically or electrically. These are power wheelchairs. And there are specialized wheelchairs. When we're talking about manual wheelchairs, there are standard ones. And with these standard ones, they're chairs with wheels. They're heavier. And they're more difficult to push. Another type of manual wheelchairs are those that are lightweight, ultra-lightweight wheelchairs. And they are lightweight because they are made of different materials like aluminium, titanium even. And the thing about these ultra-lightweight wheelchairs is that they are easy to maneuver and they're easier to transport. It does the same job, but with an added ease of using. It's going to be more expensive because they are lightweight, because they're made of different materials. But it does the same job. At the end of the day, it helps somebody, a person who has difficulty mobilizing. So you have ultra-lightweight wheelchairs. And there are some people who really couldn't use their legs and they're still very young. So you need wheelchairs that are able to catch up with their lifestyle. And these are the sports wheelchair. These are customizable and it can be used for varying sports. They have different designs. Their wheels are cambered for stability and because of agility. For example, for basketball or tennis. Have you ever seen that game before that it's been done? A basketball match with wheelchair or a tennis? That's amazing. Those are just the general types of manual wheelchairs. The next thing we'll talk about would be a power wheelchair. These power wheelchairs, they are driven by electric motors. And sometimes there is a control, whether it's joystick or there are multiple other control systems out there. There's one that's controlled by a person's chin. There's some huff and puff, blow, suck and blow. There are some controls that's done by the attendant as well. And with these type of wheelchairs, they can be the front wheel drive or they could be rear wheel drive. And it just depends. Characteristics would just vary. With these type of wheelchairs, it's a bit heavier, a lot more heavier, but person has much more ease. The person will have better ease in controlling this. So when we're talking about the varying drives, for example, the front wheel drive, they have very good maneuverability. particularly in tight spaces. But when it comes to high speed, they may be a little bit unstable, especially if you're speeding up and then you turn very quickly. That becomes a problem. There are mid-wheel drive wheelchairs, and they're very good, particularly with the turning radius of this. But when it comes to uneven surfaces, that becomes a problem. There are some that are rear wheel drive. It's much more stable at high speed, and it's better when it's used on outdoor surfaces and for outdoor use. The last type, which are the specialized wheelchairs, there's so much out there, so much options, particularly those that are standing wheelchairs, for example, and it allows the user to rise to a standing position. And there are many models out there. There are manual ones, there are electric ones as well. And there are some wheelchairs that are all terrain. It's designed for outdoor use, and they have rugged wheels and they have rugged frames as well. When you are discussing wheelchairs with your patients, there are just a few things that you need to factor in. You need to factor in the mobility needs of your client. You have to establish what their physical capabilities are if they want to operate a manual wheelchair. Sometimes, all the time, whenever you're using a wheelchair, environment is something that you need to assess and to establish. So you'll have to do an access visit. You have to consider it. Is a wheelchair going to be used indoors? Is this wheelchair going to be transported in a car? Is the wheelchair going to be transported or be used in school? Will it be used for long distances? So those are the things that you need to factor in. And the transportability, like I said, it's one of those things. Is it easy to be transported in a vehicle? You have to factor in the customization of the wheelchair, particularly when it comes to seating, in terms of the control mechanism and other features that can be customized. There's so many things. You can have headrests, you can have lateral support. For every problem there is, and there should be a solution. And that's where we are shining as occupational therapists. My tip for you guys is to not shy away from assessment and really establishing the problem. The key to a very good wheelchair is if it solves the problem of the clients. So it falls down on the assessor, an occupational therapist, to thoroughly look at your clients, what their needs are, what their postural needs are, their level of mobility. It's beautiful because it's one of those devices that can truly be customizable. It improves not just the mobility, but it can also improve a person's quality of life. I'm just giving you a rundown of the basics, okay? Because if you want to specialize on this, it's easy. But you have to pay attention. You just have to put your time and effort and understand. When you're measuring for wheelchairs, there are just a few parameters that you need to remember. And this would be the seat width. What is the seat width? This is the width, yeah? What's the purpose of the seat width when you're measuring this? When you're providing or you're considering the seat width, it needs to provide enough space for the user to use without it being too wide. And the reason why is because if you prescribe a wheelchair or give a wheelchair that is too wide for your clients, then the wider it is, the more difficult it is to propel the wheelchair. And how do you measure for the seat width? You measure the widest part of the person's hips when they're sitting down. especially we have to consider the soft tissues around. When they're standing up or when they're lying down, yes, you can measure it. But as soon as you sit up, there's going to be extra layer of tissues on the side. And measure the widest part of the hip and the thighs while the person is seated. And what you do is you add at least 1 to 2 inches clearance on either side. That would just be enough. 1 to 2 inches is quite narrow, isn't it? It's bang on. So a person needed to watch their, they need to watch their weight, because if they become overweight for a short period of time, then that would be a problem. So seat width, it's one of the things that you need to consider. That is measured from the widest point of the hip plus 2 inches. Another terminology when it comes to wheelchair is this thing called seat depth. And the purpose of this is to make sure that the person's back is supported without the pressure on the back of the knees. The depth is really, the depth is from the entire seat, from the buttocks all the way to the back of the knee. And what you want is that it should be long enough and sufficient enough so that it does not dig into the popliteal region or the back of the knee. How do you want to measure this? You measure from the back of the buttocks region all the way to the thigh and then to the back of the knee. And once you have done so, you need to subtract at least 1 to 2 inches to prevent the contact of that seat on the at the back of the knee or on the calf region, because that can be a pressure area. Okay, so the longer it is, the more supported your bottom is. That's how important that one is. Another thing to consider when you're assessing for a wheelchair is you need to factor in the seat height. And this, the seat height is, or the leg length. And what's the purpose of this seat height? This is to allow the user to reach the footrest and not put too much pressure on the thighs. If the seat height is too high, the legs would dangle, or I meant too long, the legs would dangle. And when the legs are dangling, there would be so much pressure on the thigh of the person, they would get pins and needles. It's going to be very uncomfortable. Whereas if it is too short, what will happen is that it raises the knee and the pressure will be directed on the ischial tuberosity, or to the bone on the bottom, and that's where the pressure will come in. So it has to be spread between the bottom of the cheeks and cheeks of the bum and the thigh, so that it's comfortable. And how do you measure for seat height? Measure from the underside of the thigh to the sole of the foot. And when you're doing this, you have to factor in the shoes of the person. So you have to consider that. If you measure this where a person is barefoot and then they wear something that is that's high heels, for example, or shoes with high sole, then that would be a problem. So you have to consider the sole of the foot and consider the shoes that people are wearing. And then the footrest should have just the slight clearance from the floor. Just remember that. Okay, so that's the seat height or the seat length. And the importance of that is that it will have a factor in the pressure on the buttock. So just make sure that's the right height. And then the other thing is the backrest height. What's the backrest height? What's the purpose of this? The purpose when you're considering the backrest is to provide the adequate or the appropriate back support while allowing freedom for the movement of the arms. And how do you want to measure this? From the base of the seat to the top of the shoulders or below the shoulder blades, but that depends on the desired level of support. So you have low back height, and that would be from the bottom of the seat all the way to the spine of the scapula, and lower it down a bit more. But you need to give a low back height for somebody who is active. Usually the sports wheelchair, you would have some kind of the backrest is quite low on that one because you want some freedom of movement for the arms. Others are just on the lumbar region. That is as long as they have a good trunk support. If you want a higher one, so it goes all the way to the shoulder, so that's high backrest. And there are some extenders that can accommodate the backrest that will go over the head as well. Okay. And then you go on to the realm of the specialist backrests, and you have molded, you have trunk support. Again, it depends on the problem. And then you can add all these add-ins, which is the lateral support. You can have custom mold backrest and back support as well. So that's the backrest height. Another thing that you need to be familiar with would be the armrest height. And what's the purpose of this? This will be to support the arms comfortably without shrugging the shoulders. You want it to just be resting, just like Professor X, if you are into these X-Men in the 90s. Who else is on a wheelchair? Yeah, I think Professor X would be one of those. Yeah, and how do you measure it? With the arms hanging relaxed, what you want to do is you want to measure from the seat base all the way to the elbow, and then you just add 1 inch, just 1 inch, just a tad bit high. Too low, then the arms would just be leaning back and the person would be shrugging. Just the right amount, just 1 inch. And then the overall width of the wheelchair. And what's the purpose of this? And this is something you need to factor in. This is to ensure that the wheelchair will fit through the doorways and other narrow spaces. So one, in terms of the seating, you want to measure the hip width. But when you are using the wheelchair, there's no use. You will be limited if it can't go through doors. So you have to measure in the overall width of the wheelchair. All right. And there you go, guys. Very simple wheelchairs. What are the other things that are almost like a trivia question? These amputee wheelchairs. So with the amputee wheelchairs, these are wheelchairs that has the back wheels set further back. Because what happens is when somebody has had an amputation, the center of gravity when they're sitting down moves further back. And the slightest effort for a person to lean back, and that will tip the wheelchair back. So what was done is that these wheelchairs, the wheels were actually placed further back. Okay. So it's moving the center of gravity of the wheelchair. There are two general types. So you have a self-propelling wheelchair. For those of you who are not overly familiar, what are these self-propelling wheelchairs? These are wheelchairs where the wheels are at the back are big. And it has some rails, so propelling rails, so the person can push on that rail. So that's the self-propelling, meaning the person can self-propel or self-push the wheelchair. And there are transit wheelchairs. And the transit wheelchairs are those wheelchairs that has four small wheels. Generally, those are the two types of manual wheelchairs. Again, there is a lot of information out there. It's something that you need to know. It's simple. Do not shy away from this. At the end of the day, this is an adaptive tool. And when it is an adaptive tool, it becomes a concern of occupational therapists. What kind of intervention would you be doing when you provide this? This would be a modify intervention. It is a compensatory intervention where you're using adaptive aids. Okay. What else? there we go. It improves the quality of life of an individual. If a person is using a wheelchair, for those of you who are familiar with the Cambridge ADL and rehab measure, they would technically be on modified independence. They would be on the level of modified independence when it comes to ambulation. And it meant that they are independent, but in a modified way, particularly if it is a self-propelling wheelchair. But if they are mobilizing, they cannot walk, and they have a wheelchair and they are dependent on a wheelchair, and a transit wheelchair, and that's being propelled by one person, then that would have been assistance of one person. Okay, there you go. I wish I could make it even more exciting, guys, but this is wheelchair, one of the very, very basic adaptive aids that is out there. So basic, people have made such a specialization out of it because every part of wheelchair, there are multiple companies out there and there are lots of gadgets and gizmos, and every model will make their own, what's this thing called? Accessories. Every company will have their own accessories, and their accessories would only fit their type of chairs. If you want, at some point, at some time, we'll have more thorough conversation about this. This is just an introductory conversation involving the topic. If you like this conversation and you learned something about it, talk to your friends about it. Have a conversation, learn together and grow together over a cup of tea. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. This is how your occupational therapist, and this conversation is a relevant information involving OT. Until next time, bye.